Pacific Islands forum leaders say there is a need to address the disproportionate impacts of the pandemic on vulnerable groups in the region. This is part of an outcome statement from the Pacific Foreign Ministers Conference last week, which will be considered at a special session of the United Nations General Assembly on COVID-19 in December. Conference Chair Tuvalu Foreign Minister Simon Kofe says these groups include the disabled, the elderly and women and girls. Christine Ravoy has more.
The document protecting the health and well-being of the Blue Pacific is part of the region's response to the impacts of the global pandemic. It aims to send a strong message to the world when the UN session gets underway in December. Simon Kofe says the forum nations are seeking a collective response to the pandemic, and driving this is the Pacific humanitarian pathway for COVID-19.
Recognizing the severe health, social and economic impacts of COVID-19 on the Blue Pacific, ministers discussed a comprehensive list of further policy considerations for strengthening collective response efforts to COVID-19.
Mr. Kofe says support from New Zealand and Australia is crucial to the Pacific's swift recovery in these sectors. But he says social and health impacts are not the only issues Pacific countries are facing during the pandemic, and he hopes to receive the same support and cooperation from the region's development partners in these areas.
One area, particularly speaking for Tuvalu, is connectivity, the importance of connectivity during COVID-19. And there's a renewed focus on improving our infrastructure and internet connectivity, delivery of our service to some of the remote places.
The Forum Secretary General Dame Meg Taylor says earlier this year, when the Pacific's economic ministers met, they had proposed establishing an economic recovery task force.
And we're trying to get that off the ground to try and look at what are the different opportunities that we can have, particularly using the digital economy. But that's, of course, we're up against the high cost of transport to get products to the market. But in terms of shipping, I understand that there's a lot of activity going on from some of our islands, still shipping primary produce to countries like Australia and New Zealand. So that's underway.
Dame Meg says at the UN Assembly in December, Pacific leaders will also emphasize they get their fair share of the vaccines.
And this is not just through Australia and New Zealand. If there are the opportunities for vaccines from elsewhere that have been cleared, I know that there are some of our countries that are working with different groupings to ensure that those vaccines will be available.
Meanwhile, as part of a need to invigorate regional commitment towards gender equality, the Pacific Foreign Ministers have proposed an annual meeting of women leaders in the region. Simon Kofe says the proposal follows the forum's decision to review the 2012 Pacific Leaders Gender Equality Declarations.
There was a renewed focus on what a successful post-2020 international engagement on our Pacific priorities would look like. This proposal may likely involve women leaders of heads of governments, ministerial level, heads of ministries and departments.
Mr. Kofe says listening to members' common concerns and ideas is key to regionalism, and while he could not release any details on the leaders' statement to the UN Assembly in December, he says it will be a strong and unified message to the world from the people of the Blue Pacific continent. Ko Christine Ravoy, e hingoa ha'aku.